I remember when I was preparing TOEFL, and the teacher told me that to this prepare your answer in 30 minutes, like the first question in the speaking. I was totally confused, and it's very difficult for me to speak in such a little time space, because if you let me to prepare it in Chinese, I don't even can come out such a long sentence. So it's very difficult for me, but I practice a lot of time. I only get 20 in the speaking contest. This is my hardest experience in my English language learning.
So how did you prepare at that time?
There's many questions in the computer, and I just practice one and one again, to count the time by myself by my phone, and to speak to myself a lot of times. Yeah, but it is still. I know the level of my oral English is very low now, but it's better than the time before. Yeah.
So why do you think it was so difficult to do so?
Because maybe it is related to my personality. I'm not so outgoing person. Even Chinese, I cannot speak so fluent. You know.
So why did you need to take the TOEFL?
Because I want to study abroad and need these scores. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I remember that I have taken a course that have no foundation in some political theory before, and it had lots of reading material. About like some Immanuel Kant and some other thinker. Yeah, it's very difficult for me to read the books, because it's so, I don't know why he was writing about, you know. So I nearly failed this course, and so I think I should practice more and read more book like this. Yeah. That's some intellectual books, yeah.
So you're studying journalism, right?
Yes.
How important is English in your program?
I think it's very important in writing, in speaking. It's very, very important in journalism, yeah. You know, if you're having an interview to somebody, your English is not so good, so it's a disaster, yeah.
So at secondary school, you use Chinese to learn, right? When
yes.
You come to Hong Kong, you have to use English, right?
Yes.
Do you find it challenging to do so?
Yeah, it's a challenge for me now, because I'm just come here, so not so get used to the environment. So, yeah.
So which part do you think is the most difficult one, like speaking, listening, or writing?
I think it's speaking and writing. Yeah, I have never write so long in English. Yeah.
So how do you overcome this kind of difficulty?
Just practice. Yeah.